Wow, we are really messed up today. Hello, my friends and dandy. Well, you had to see your face before we went live.
I want to make sure the things weren't out of place.
Hello, my friends, Andy and Hedia, coming to you live from Yorba Linda, California, for the Living Fearless Devotional.
We are a production of ResurrectMinistry.com with our cat meow in the background. We would love for you guys to check out our content. We are an online ministry preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will meet you where you are. So whether you are a housewife in Southern California or a princess walled up in a palace in Dubai, you can meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Absolutely. He is the living relational God, the one true God. And in this time, when you look around the world, that is the only comfort we can find is the Lord Jesus Christ. So check out the content. Tell us if something has blessed you. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a comment. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you as well. And if this ministry blesses you in any way, you can click the Donate Now button and partner with us. Super important if you would be willing to like, share, subscribe this message. Of course, the social media algorithms really helps. Yes.
To people to doing commenting and liking and sharing.
Yes, that. I'm having hormonal ups and downs. Suddenly, the words that this brain used to carry in the TED just go pish.
Just disappear?
They disappear. And then occasionally they fly back in.
Oh, good. But go to resurrectministry.com. And
I look like I have freckles.
And check things out. You don't?
I don't have freckles.
Hey, make sure when you're watching that you comment. You let us know what it is you think about the devotional, maybe about some of the comments we have about the devotional. Maybe you think we're
devotional. Maybe you have menopause too.
Devotional. If you have any thoughts about what it is we have to say, or you have thoughts of your own, just feel free to put them in there. Like Carrie, she even uses a little hand emoji. And then you got Kelly, who just simply says, hi,
hey, ladies.
But let us know a little bit more about you and where you're from and where you're watching from. That would be fantastic. So make sure and do that. I forgot to put this up. We would love to hear from you. Type in your comments in the chat. The next thing is we want you to make sure that you put in your prayer request in the chat. Towards the end of the devotional, we will pray and include your prayer request during that prayer moment. So make sure and add those. The other thing that I want you to do is I want you to go down in the description and check out our sponsors. LifeWise is one of those sponsors. Jesus is their CEO. And it is a great company. It has great supplements. It will help you with everything from inflammation to sleep to beauty. And make sure and use the URL livelifewise.tv, livelifewise.tv. That will let them know that you are being sent to their company through our podcast. And then StreamYard, same thing. Go to getstreamyardnow.com. If you want to broadcast your own show, use StreamYard to do that. That would be great. And then open your Bibles up to 2 Timothy 1:6-9. 2 Timothy 1:6-9. We'll be reading that a little bit later on. We're reading from A.W. Tozier for the Christian Leader for May 19th. And it's titled, A Hireling, No True Shepherd. A hireling is somebody that you hire.
Right.
Correct?
Paid money to do a job.
So it's just that simple.
Yes.
The reference that A.W. uses is 2 Timothy 1:6-7 that says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. End of sound mind.
Amen.
A.W. says, where did I get the A from? Should I start all over again?
Don't start with the Tozier part, but you can just start the sentence over.
Okay. It is doubtful whether we can be Christian in anything unless we are Christian in everything. To obey Christ in one or two or 10 instances, and then in fear of consequences to back away and refuse to obey in another, is to cloud our life with the suspicion that we are only fair weather followers and not true believers at all. To obey when it costs us nothing and refuse when the results are costly is to convict ourselves of moral trifling and gross insincerity.
Gross.
Again, the pastor, when facing his congregation on Sunday morning, dare not think of the effect his sermon may have on his job, his salary, or his future relation to the church. Let him but worry about tomorrow, and he becomes a hireling and no true shepherd of the sheep.
Amen.
No man is a good preacher who is not willing to lay his future on the line every time he expounds the word. He must let his job and his reputation ride on each and every sermon, or he has no right to think that he stands in the prophetic tradition.
Give me grace to follow, Lord, especially when it really does cost me something. Amen.
Amen.
I love this. It's so in line with what Pastor Jack did today in talking about Israel.
Oh, tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. I strongly encourage, if you didn't hear Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills today, he did a whole sermon on Israel. We're celebrating the 76th anniversary of the rebirth of Israel, how the nation was formed in a day. And he just goes through all the explanations for why Christians cannot be anti-Semitic and have to support the Jewish people, and God's covenants with the Jewish people can never be eradicated. That replacement theology is nonsense. And it was just the boldness that takes. I was just telling Andy when we got on, I said that, you know, it's as if in the age that we're in, the devil when we get separated, the wheat and the tares, the sheep and the goats, the easiest way for Satan to do that is to just make it difficult to be a Christian. So whether it's the, you know what, mandates where they were trying to put stuff in our body that we didn't want, or they were stuff flying in the air that we didn't want. People didn't want to speak up. They didn't want to speak up about what was happening in the schools. Nobody wanted to talk about books that were bad. Nobody wanted to talk about the fact that we don't approve of same-sex relationships, that we try to discourage those things in family and our children, that we fight against those things in our children, that we want them to live holy lives in our family members, that we love them. We do it out of love, not out of hate. All those things, as the Christian stays silent, then when the really difficult ones come, like the global rise of anti-Semitism, then everyone's like, oh, I am for sure staying out of this one.
Yes.
If you couldn't stand up for the little ones, you are for sure going to sit this one out.
Right.
You know, because people are getting, you know, banged over the head on the streets, you know? So it is so appropriate that Tozer is telling us we need to be bold, or you just better sit down.
Absolutely.
When you're insincere and grossly, I don't know, what was that word? You're moral trifling and gross insincerity.
You know what I'm happy to see? It seems to be happening more often. And I'm not sure if we're just being more aware of it and it was happening before, but it sure does seem that more sports personalities are proclaiming their faith. It just seems to me. And then there's like two facets of that too. So you have some athletes that are, it's fantastic. They're saying, you know, I just give everything to the glory of God. I'm just so grateful that he gives me this opportunity to do something that I love to do. And hopefully in some way I'm an inspiration to others or something like that. So there's that message.
Right.
Then you got this kicker out of Kansas City. He's been in three Super Bowls, won three Super Bowl rings. And he's giving a speech at a graduation. They call that something. What do they call it?
Commencement speech.
Commencement speech at a Catholic private university, and where you think that you would be safe. But, you know, when you are a public figure, that no matter what it is you say, where you're saying it, it's going to be, you know, posted somewhere. But he went a step further where he went and was talking about the awesomeness of a marriage. Where, you know, we each have our roles. And he went so far as to say, you know, how amazing his wife was for being a homemaker.
How grateful he was.
And grateful he was.
Raising the kids.
It brought him to, you know, strong emotion and tears as he did so. This is a, you know, I'm doing what I do. And she does what she does. And she's amazing that she does that. And it gives me the opportunity to do what I do. And it was a great message.
Yes.
But that all by itself is causing so much uproar in demonic filled organizations.
As if he did it on the field.
Right.
You know?
He was at a place where you would expect this kind of message. Yes. Number one. And
how does he not bring up God at the Catholic University?
Supposedly, 200 people have signed a petition to have him kicked off the team.
Oh, Lord.
So now back to this message and what you were talking about with Pastor Jack Hibbs. That was a benign message. It's just like God in the Bible, it talks about man and woman, you know, how to raise your children.
What was the benign message? That man?
Just the kicker. It was a simple message.
Like, Jax was not benign.
No. But so he gets attacked for a very simple message that you could read anywhere in the Bible.
Yes.
Pastor Jack Hibbs, sorry. I call him Jack. Pastor Jack Hibbs is, you know, saying so many things that people are protesting it at universities for. They're taking people hostage in some of these universities. Talk about being bold.
Yes.
And he was bold during the whole COVID era when they threatened to lock his doors up and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But either way, we have to just speak truth. Both are true.
Absolutely.
And both you can be attacked for. It doesn't matter how benign or how strong. It's just the way it is. There's no more pussyfooting around, Chinooks.
Choose a side. We take a second here to say hi to Carrie. Hi, hello, Carrie. Watching from Pueblo of Acoma in New Mexico. Wow. And you found us from the interview I did with Mohammed Faridi. Oh, nice. That was so much fun. I love him. He was really, really such a great brother. And your eldest son lives in Abu Dhabi, praying for his roommate and his family. Can you please give us your son's name and his roommate's name so we could pray for them? And tell me, is your son still a Christian? I'd like to hope that he is, but just tell us that as well. And the ladies are welcome.
Carrie,
which is awesome. And Jan says, Pastor Bob Kopany gave a great message too. And we haven't had a chance. We were in Palm Springs today. So we didn't get a chance to hear Pastor Bob today. Mm-hmm. So we will definitely do that. Was he still in the book of Revelation? I take notes during both pastors. So I like to do it when I'm sitting down and I'm able to transcribe what they're saying. So we didn't get to Pastor Bob today.
Yeah, definitely watch that. Just speaking of the message today with Pastor Jack Hibbs, was there anything new or anything that stood out to you that really caught your attention today out of his message?
Well, I just love that he gives the scripture explaining. It's all stuff that he has said in the past in terms of how Israel will be born in a day and emphasizing the covenants, mm-hmm. and then reminding us that Jacob's name was changed to Israel when he wrestled with the spirit or the Christophany. People say that was a vision of Christ, mm-hmm. that he was wrestling with, but that the name Israel existed since that time. These are the covenants that the Lord had promised, that he would never break the covenants, gave us a whole list of scripture. But one thing I got to say that's musing in my head, and I actually don't even know where I can look it up without it being augmented source material, is this whole thing about the Philistines. Because we all know there has never been a Palestinian state except during the time when the Romans wanted to insult and upset the Jews, and they named it Palestina. I think it was called mm-hmm. Palestina. But there is the Philistines. And that's a Greek word for invader. And we know that it's mentioned throughout the Bible. So I'm trying to figure out, is that just a name that was given to people that lived in a certain region during that time, even though it wasn't its own country? Or is that the name that they gave to people that were invaders? Mm-hmm. Because throughout the Bible, especially even in Joshua, as it goes to conquer territory, it mentions Gaza. It mentions the Philistines. Of course, we know that from David and Goliath as well, throughout 1 and 2 Kings. So I'm just trying to understand what is that? What does that connotation mean? What does that word mean in the context of the Bible? So that's still swimming in my head after today.
Yeah, he did mention these things before, but it was interesting that, you know, the meanings of these words in Hamas.
It's violence.
It means violent. So when you're thinking of naming yourself something, your organization something, and you know, unlike the Democrats, what they do is they name something like the bill to save everybody's life. And actually it's a bill that causes death. You know, they give it the opposite name. Where these terrorists, they just come right on and say, you know, we are, you know, we're going to name ourselves after chaos and terrorism. And then you have these kids that are sitting there protesting for chaos and terrorism.
Yes.
And then say, you know, it's just horrible that you are, you know, just want our people to be killed. And who's that? Well, chaos and terrorism. Like, you really? Really, that's who you want to side yourself with?
Yeah.
It's like Get Smart. You know, the terrorists were always named after terrorists.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's so obvious that, you know, they have no purpose in this area, the Hamas and the other Hezbollah. They have no purpose in that area other than to cause problems. There's really no purpose other than to get rid of the Jews.
They're resistance movements. Mm-hmm. So that's why they chose those names.
How bad do you have to be that your own people don't even want you in their country? Jordan
not
doesn't
just your own people, but your neighbors won't take a single one. I always tell people I lived in Beirut, and the Palestinians have lived in camps for 60 years in the south. Mm. They not a single one was ever allowed citizenship. So they marry, give birth, and have children generation after generation inside the camps and never become citizens.
Wow.
Yes. It's wild. It's absolutely wild. So Kerry adds, the Philistines came from several lands that invaded from the sea, but we can't, she can't remember the names offhand. So Kerry, what I'm trying to research to understand is they're from Arab lands, right? We're talking about the Middle East. Are they considered like a ethnicity? Are they considered Arab, like Semitic people? Are they a people? Because I just want to intelligently respond to those questions and comments, because now people say there's no such thing as a Palestinian state. Correct. No such thing as a Palestinian state. But who are the Philistines? Are they a race? Are they a people? Is it the name that was generally known from a historical perspective for all the people in that area? Because we know in the Bible we have not only the Philistines, but we have the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Hittites. Like, we have all the ites. All those subcategories of Philistines, or are they other kind of ethnic people groups? And are they all Semitic? Because then we get into Rome, and the Romans are not Semitic people. They're Aryans, they're white people. So
it's good question. Just
little things that preoccupy my brain.
Let's read the scripture.
And thank you. I don't know if I read Carrie's son's name. So her son's name is Jeremy. And his roommate's Muhammad. Great. And her son is a born again Christian. Awesome. So he is very well placed. Hopefully he will be able, he'll have plenty of opportunities to share the gospel. Carrie says the fool speaks without knowledge. Scripture is still valid. Absolutely. The different groups were from various lands. We'll look up and send you details. Thank you, Carrie. Awesome. Yes. Okay, yes, and we're getting to the scripture. 2 Timothy 1, I'm going to do from 6 to 9. There's another interesting tidbit in here that we could talk about. And this is Paul talking to Timothy, of course, and trying to shore up Timothy's courage. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. So, same message Paul would say to each and every one of us today. Don't be afraid. Share with me in the suffering for the gospel, because it is the power of God and it is a holy calling. And that's the same calling that is on all of our lives today, never stopped. And I also want to call your attention to this comment where he says that this is the spirit of the gift of God in you through the laying on of my hands. So we have about two or three other references of when this concept of the impartation occurs, of the apostles giving gifts by the laying on of hands. And when I say giving gifts, meaning they are imparting a gift that the Lord intends to give this person, because of course they didn't believe they were able to do anything without the Lord's support in doing so. But this is another one of the practices, I think, that distinguish charismatics and evangelicals from others who do not believe that the gifts still exist or that there are people able to impart gifts. So it all depends on your school of thought. Personally, of course, I do believe the gifts. It's the same thing I think of when I think of Israel. It's the same thing I think of in terms of the continuity of the Old Testament and the New Testament. I don't believe God breaks his promises, and I don't believe he stops his promises. So I don't believe he goes from the Old Testament to the New Testament and has 5,000 years of history and is flawless and continuous, and then comes to us and is like, I've actually cut you guys off of these things. You know, like all these things you read about, or a lot of these things, they're not available to you. What God would do that? Why would he do that? Why would he cut us off from the gifts? So there's great power, I think, in the gifts that God imparts to us, and we should take advantage of them with a holy calling.
Why use this phrase here in regard to the suffering?
But share with me in the suffering for the gospel?
Share with me in the sufferings of the
gospel. So you have to ask? Remember all the stories of Paul?
Yes, but
that's...
Why not share with me in the glory of the gospel?
Because there was no glory. There was just suffering. That's what I always think about when Francis Chan always is like, have you read this book? This is just about people dying and suffering. He's like, pick up your cross and carry it. The prosperity gospel and the new neo-prosperity gospel has so infected American Christianity. The idea of suffering is foreign. You guys that have been Christians for, you know, decades.
Mm-hmm. In your Belinda.
Have this version of Christianity that is so watered down and is so...
Not anymore.
I'm sorry to say, it's quite silly.
Yes.
You know, it's fire insurance.
Well, obviously, because and I'm reading it now, I'm going, oh my gosh, like nobody's ever told me this stuff before.
That you're supposed to suffer. Share in me the suffering. So not only does he impart gifts and gives you power, but you will suffer. And he's trying to impart strength. And say, listen, don't be, it's the same speech you give your kids when they fall down and start crying. You know, don't cry.
Yeah. It's making it easy. Yeah. Pain is your friend.
Yes. Yes. It's the same
thing.
Have
joy in the suffering.
Joy in the suffering. Count it all joy, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's a completely radical way of teaching the Bible. It's a completely different perspective that it gives the new believer, assuming you're somewhat new. I'm only 5 years in, where your focus is on picking up your cross and offering yourself as a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Do you think... Actually, you want to get a couple of those?
Because yeah, so Carrie says, Americans have difficulty with gifts while other peoples have amazing miracles from prayer. I wonder why. Yeah, Corinne's like fire insurance. She liked that. Yeah. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The gifts are available for all. His blessings and his promises from Genesis to Revelation are yes and amen. Absolutely.
Do you think, I don't know why I can't think of his name now, but the kicker.
I don't know his name. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been reading it all weekend. I should have it memorized by now. But I'm sure somebody will put it up here in a second. Yes. But do you think he had any clue? Now, I have a feeling these guys know by now that it's going to get brought up. And
everything gets brought up.
But do you think it would have been to the point where people are like they're demanding his firing? Do you think that he thought it was going to go that far?
I don't think so. Especially not at a Catholic university.
Right. You would think. The great thing to come out of it, though, is that they've sold out of his jersey. Everybody's buying up his jersey. So there's just kind of like, here's the negative side, but wow, here's something that's really amazing.
Isn't everything with the Lord like that?
It's just so over the top now, Schnooks.
Well, and I think the Lord wants us to know that and wants us to see that so that we understand that there's a great division happening. Mm.
The great news is the owners of the Chiefs is they're very strong Christians. They're nice. Often on Fox.
Oh, nice.
Not that Fox is the determination of everything Christian, but they pray on Fox every so often, especially on the weekend shows.
You keep moving farther over. You need to.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Just relaxing. Just lounging around. But they are strong Christians. So I know I feel strongly nothing's going to happen to this kicker. Number one.
Nice. Harrison Butker.
Yep.
That's Yay. It. Thank you.
That's him. But so I don't think anything's going to happen. But I just wondered if he had a feeling that it was going to be that big of a deal, like from the loonies.
Hasn't anybody interviewed him yet?
I don't know if since, I don't think so. I think he's made a couple statements like on social media, but I don't believe anybody's interviewed him yet.
This one's, I know. Okay.
He will be, he'll obviously be on some show at some point.
Yeah.
He's probably waiting. He probably doesn't want to cause more problems. He's one of those guys probably saying, hey, I'm sorry I brought this on.
I don't think he's saying I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why would he? Why would he be bold enough to do that and then say, I'm sorry?
Well, maybe not I'm sorry, but just waiting for maybe direction from the owners. Like, do you want me to, like, is it okay if I go out and speak more about this? Because it's going to bring more stuff to them, too. More demands to fire them. Again, I'll take away that he didn't say I'm sorry. He just said, hey, what do you want me to do? I'm being asked to be interviewed about this subject. Should I go on? And
you think he'd ask?
Do these interviews? I think he would. He's that kind of guy, I think. Hmm. The other one is the golfer who got arrested.
That's a very different story. That actually had nothing to do with God.
I get more questions. I'm getting people asking me, texting me and sending me.
About the golfer?
Yeah, about the golfer.
Oh, because of the conditions under which it happened.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. What do you think about happened to that guy? Like today in Palm Springs, I was getting coffee and somebody asked me.
Somebody in the pool asked you.
Oh, yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's that same thing where based on interviews, again, I don't know either one of these guys personally, but based on interviews and other social media posts that I've seen either about them or they posted themselves, I don't say I know for a fact, but I feel strongly he did not try to run over a police officer. I've directed traffic many a times in the rain with chaos, dead bodies on the ground and that kind of stuff. And everybody's emotions are a little bit higher and you've set up a roadblock or a diversion of traffic very quickly. And it's not always very clear, especially people coming from out of town, right, about what's going on and that kind of stuff. So I've almost been hit a couple times. I've thrown my flashlight, which is a metal flashlight, at people's cars because they weren't following my direction. And I'm heated. Right. They were confused. They weren't meaning to do it on purpose, but the only way I could get their attention is by throwing my flashlight at them.
Yeah.
So
did you crack the windshield?
No, it bounced off, thankfully. I'm glad it didn't break it.
Wow.
It's the same. This is the same crash where my sergeant and I were running again because somebody was going over the flare pattern. And he hit his gun with his hand, knocked it out of its holster, and it went flying through the air and hit the ground between the two of us and went off and shot around between the two of us. It was chaotic. Wow. That's how I know this golfer, I'm sure he won't be charged. He's not going to, I mean, in the end, I don't believe that he's going to do any time or be convicted of anything. I think it was just a big misunderstanding.
Crazy.
But anyway, what do you got there?
Carrie says the golfer followed the instructions of the first officer and the second officer gave conflicting instructions.
Yeah, that happens.
Which wouldn't be surprising either.
Yeah, happens all the time. So yeah, I doubt they're going to charge him with a crime.
Yeah, that's wild.
But it helps to have, I think also to have a record. It's Czar.
Oh.
To have a history. And his history is one of not somebody who's like getting drunk all the time and throwing chairs off of balconies in Nashville.
Right. Like, who are we dealing with here?
Yeah. So you can look at somebody's track record and say, okay, you know, I feel pretty strongly that he,
it's not a rabble rouser.
Yeah. He wasn't, showing up to the golf course drunk. That wasn't happening. He wasn't like Daly. There's a golfer, last name was Daly. He showed up to the course often drunk.
Oh.
And sometimes won.
That's so wild. The arrogance.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You ever been, you ever had any problems at a crash or anything like that? Following direction or?
I've never been around big crashes except on the freeway, seeing them on the side. Yeah. Despite how many countries I've been in and driven in and yeah.
What about other countries? Have you ever had any trouble? I mean, other than Syria when you were hiding in a trunk trying to get across the border during the Civil War. Other than that, were there times where you're in another country and you got in trouble because you were confused about something?
The only other country that I ever drove in was Beirut. Mm. Every other country I was driven. So I didn't have to ever worry about that.
Because I was thinking about these people that were traveling, and I forget which country. Again, somebody's have to tell me. But I don't know. It's like five people now in this island country. I want to say Costa Rica or something like that. And they were traveling with bullets in their luggage. These are all five. They're not even related. Just they have this new law in this country island. And during the search of their luggage, they found like a bullet. And it was either they had gone hunting and, it spilled out and there was like in the cracks or crevices.
So it's illegal in this country to have bullets. It's
a felony.
To have bullets.
Yeah. To have any kind of a gun or a bullet or anything like that.
I understand a gun, but the bullet?
Yeah, just the bullet.
No gun?
Yeah. No, they took them into custody and they're facing something like 10 years or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all Americans.
Wow.
Shocking.
Shocking. Because they don't read before they go to another country. I read.
The problems I've ever had is trying to get dogs back from other countries when I was buying them.
Yeah.
I get in trouble every so often with paperwork and that kind of thing.
I can imagine.
I had to sleep in the airport in New York. They wouldn't let me get us. We couldn't get to California. And we had to stay overnight with these dogs.
The U.S. gave you a problem?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I got out of all these Slovakia, Paris, France. All these other countries I got out, but get into New York for a transfer, a layover, and they wouldn't get me on the next plane to get to California.
Because they thought the dog was infected or something?
No, they just, they didn't have the proper, I did have the proper documentation, but they didn't think I did. And it ended up getting cleared up and eventually got home. But man, it's so hard in these airports, especially right after 9/11.
Oh.
You couldn't raise your voice.
You could.
I mean, yeah. I was so
you're gonna get mope.
I had eight dogs. Two of them were crapping in their, pooping in their kennels, and it was bad because they were stepping in it and stuff like that and wagging their tails.
Oh,
yeah, it was really bad, and they would not let me have access to the dogs and do stuff. It was crazy, and I was pretty heated.
I can't imagine that because you're usually so calm.
Yes, I was very. I stayed calm. The sergeant I was with, I had to calm him down. He said, listen,
you don't want to mess with the airport security.
No.
They could ruin your life. I have only been the one crashed into. Oh no. Sorry to hear that, Carrie. Carrie meant to say, I loved your comment. Yes and amen. Amen.
All right. We had our, was it a prayer request? Oh, yeah. We have Carrie.
Yes. Carrie's son and his friend, Muhammad.
Oh, today is a special day.
Is it?
Yes. It's my son's, Kelly's birthday.
Yes,
today.
It is.
He became a man today.
He did. The big 1-8.
He's 18 years old. I was just talking to him on the phone and I was just saying, dude, do you feel like a man, like an adult man? And he goes, no, not really. I go, it just was like 2-3 years ago that you were the skinny, scrawny little person. And we see these pictures when we first met, how different he looked. I mean, he's crazy. In just a couple of years, he just
sprouted,
got taller than me by a couple inches. And
yeah.
And he now walks around with his shirt off so he can, you know, show off his muscles. Like, put his shirt on, bro. He's like, he walks and stops up by the mirrors and checks and makes
flexes.
Sure. Flexes. Yeah, check, make sure that he's flexing when he's walking.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really strange to be the dad of a man. I've never been a dad of a man before. I've been a dad of a young woman.
A woman.
Yes. That's different.
Oh, it is.
Because they're always going to be your little girls. Even my big girl is a little girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, being the dad of a man is odd.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I'm not really, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this.
So Carrie has a prayer request, getting nervous about surgery, and Eddie took a downturn. I'm sorry to hear that, Carrie.
Darn it. Same with the spine, I'm assuming the cracks, he has the cracks in the spine, right?
Eddie's, oh yeah, tell us what part of Eddie's health is a downturn, Carrie. And we'll definitely be praying for that.
We don't want that.
No. And Kelly is wishing Kelly a happy birthday.
Thank you, Kelly.
And his heart. It's Eddie's heart.
Okay.
And Carrie is saying happy birthday, too.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you much. Okay. Should we do it?
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord, thank you that you are a God who keeps your promises. Yes, you are the God that is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. And we're so grateful to be your sons and daughters, to be the royal priesthood, that we no longer need to go to a temple to pray, that we are that temple, that the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy of Holies, is contained within these earthen vessels. Wow. Lord, that is so extraordinary. Thank you for that gift. Thank you that we talk and live and walk and breathe with the advice, with the knowledge, with the small, still voice of the Holy Spirit, of the living God inside of us. Lord, we ask for that power for our loved ones, for our sons and daughters who may not yet know you, our grandchildren, family members, aunts, uncles, whoever it may be, Lord, that you will give them the gift of saving faith. It is a gift that we do not deserve or earn. And so we ask that you share that gift with them too. We know that you wish that none should perish. Our friend Carrie and her son that live in, her son Jeremy that lives in Abu Dhabi, Lord, bless him. Give him a tongue that is able to witness the gospel boldly and courageously, Lord, and that his first witnessing would happen to Muhammad and his family, that they would come to saving faith in Christ, Lord, that they would know you in a whole new way, that they would experience your miraculous saving faith, Lord. We also ask that you bless Carrie and Eddie. Carrie's about to have her eye surgery, Lord, and she entrusts you with all that that entails for the doctors, for her healing, for the surgery itself, Lord. And we ask for restoration and healing for Eddie as well, Lord. Thank you for all the gifts of knowledge and wisdom from our pastors, Pastor Bob and Pastor Jack, Lord. And count us among those who will continue to bless Israel and stand with the Jewish people, Lord. We know you honor your promises to them and that we'll see the day when the Lord comes to rule and reign in Jerusalem, Lord. We're grateful for that. We love you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know what you reminded me of at dinner, of our dinner on Friday night,
yes,
where the three of us went out, Zara and yourself and myself.
Yes.
We went out to a great restaurant out there in Palm Desert. And you kind of just all brought it back. I'm not sure. It seems like Friday was so long ago. We had an awesome dinner.
We did.
It was really nice, the three of us. So happy that I went. In a neighboring table was Steve Garvey.
Yes.
And I mentioned that, man, I would have liked to get a
picture with him. He more than mentioned. He got very giddy. You got giddy.
Well, he was one of my childhood heroes. Yes, baseman for the Dodgers when I actually watched baseball.
Yes.
But even more so, he's running to defeat, hopefully, Pencil Neck.
Shifty shift.
And there he was over there at the table.
Yeah.
And who gets up? Zara. And walks over to the table and goes over to Steve Garvey and says, my dad wants to take, and that was the best part. He said, my dad.
Yes.
So cute. My dad wants to take a picture with you. And he shot right up.
Yep.
And came right over to our table and said hi to us and all that kind of stuff. It was just
very sweet.
Yes. God, that seems like it was so long ago, but that was right. That was such.
Okay. And Carrie M, I wanted to, before I forget, I wanted to ask you if you need any resources for your son to witness to Muhammad, his roommate. If you ever need to pray together or there's resources you want, please reach out to me. You could send a comment with your email and your telephone number from the website in the comment section, and I will get back to you.
Great resource. It's a great resource.
What?
The website for people that.
Oh, yeah.
People that are either have a son or daughter that are walking towards Islam for whatever reason. Really strange.
Yeah. That was the last conversation I had, was a mom that was in China. They had moved around. They'd been in 12 different countries, many of them Muslim. And by the time she reaches China, the son is full grown and living in Australia. He decides to convert to Islam. Mm. And we had a long conversation about that, cried a little bit together, said a number of prayers, and I gave her the best wisdom that I could. And so we'll see what happens.
We can pray.
Yes.
All right, my friends. We love you guys.
We love you. Thank you for joining us. We missed you.
And Carrie, thank you for joining us from New Mexico.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Continue to watch. We love you guys.
God bless. Bye.
Take care.